Our first articles today are especially dedicated to men who want to improve their virility and control over the sexual energy by learning some ancient Taoist techniques for testicular breathing. From ancient times, the eyes have been considered as a mirror for the soul. We will study the power behind our eyes and the mystery of the inner sight in a spontaneous erotic game. Today, we will meditate in unison with our beloved on the beneficial state of amorous trance. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be here to guide you through today's revelations. Testicular Breathing, Part 5. Testicular breathing step by step. Sit on a chair as mentioned before, supporting your weight mainly on your buttocks and feet so that your genitals are not in contact with the surface of the chair. Press your tongue on the palate, completing thus the loop between the anterior and posterior channels of the microcosmic circuit. Your feet should press firmly on the floor and your palms should be on your knees. The lumbar area of your back should be as straight as possible, whereas in the upper part of the spine a slight bending forward is allowed, as this favors relaxation, helping the flow of energy through the throat, chest, and abdomen. Press the chin into the chest, where only some loose pants, or if possible nothing, below your torso. However, practice this exercise half naked only, if the room is warm. Otherwise, put on some comfortable pants. If the room is cold, you will lose a lot of energy, because your body will try to maintain its temperature. Allow your attention to focus on your scrotum, and you will discover that the cold yin energy is located here. Make sure you are relaxed, and if you see that the tension is still there, take a walk or do hatha yoga or any other thing that will make you feel at ease before going to the next step. Inhale slowly and contract your pelvic muscles so that your testicles are drawn to your body. While inhaling, visualize your breath as a flow of energy that fills your testicles. Retain your breath for a while, as long as you feel it is comfortable, and then exhale and relax the pelvic contraction and the testicles. Continue this pattern of breathing until you feel you accumulated enough cold energy in your scrotum. You may perform a series of 9 such breaths. Then take a break and perform another 3 to 6 sets. Be perfectly aware, however, that during the exhalation, you eliminate all impurities in the pelvic area. The powerful flow of energy generated by this type of breathing will accelerate your blood circulation in the pelvic area. Use your mind to determine the movement of the testicles, not the contraction of the anal sphincters. After 1 or 2 weeks of practice, you may notice the actual movement of the testicles. This movement confirms the fact that the breathing method is complete. At a certain level of practice, you will manage to keep your abdomen still, and the only movement you will notice is on your scrotum. You may watch this in the mirror. Breathe only through the nose, as the warm air inhaled in this manner provides a balanced vital force. The whole body should be relaxed, as if in meditation. Testicular Breathing Part 6. Use your mind to control the upward and then downward movement of the scrotum. In time, you will be able to identify the cold sexual energy located around the scrotum. Guide this cold sensation from the scrotum to the perineum through the slow motion of the testicles. Try to perceive this cold flow of energy ascending a few centimeters into the perineum and keep it here. Inhale and exhale several times to bring in more energy. The retention of the energy in the perineum is highly important, as otherwise this energy will fall back and even be dissipated in the exterior. Imagine the whole process resembling raising a fluid through a straw. When you stop sucking in, you have to press your finger on one opening so that the liquid in the straw does not fall back into its recipient. Practice until you succeed. Begin to raise the sexual energy along the spine from the testicles to the perineum, then the lower back. Arch the back as if it has to be pressed against a wall. Simultaneously with the ascendancy of the cold energy, keep the energy at this level, then exhale, but make sure your mental focus is located on the sacrum. Relax the sacrum and the neck, straightening your spine and activate your two pumps, the sacral and the cranial. All this while, breathe as mentioned before and repeat the process of raising the energy. Store the energy in the sacrum until you perceive the energy moving in this area. After a while, you will actually feel the cold energy flowing upward along your spine. In the sacrum, there is an indentation precisely in the place where you are supposed to bring the cold sexual energy from the testicles. In this area, it is usually harder to work because the seminal energy is heavier and consequently more difficult to raise than the hot sexual energy. This is the place where the pump we talked about should come into action. Some people experience pain, itching, or pinching when the cold energy enters the sacral orifice, so do not worry if something like this should happen to you. You may solve such problems with a gentle massage of the coccyx. If you manage to bring the energy into the coccyx, then during the next week try to bring it higher, in the 11th vertebra of the spine, or to be more explicit, in the point of the back corresponding to the cardiac plexus. Do this as instructed above, using the testicular breathing, and bring the energy through the perineum until you feel it has filled the place and it has gone upwards. As the seminal energy is more dense than the effervescent sexual energy, you may get used to it by pulling your shoulders towards the interior and then the exterior to facilitate the passing of the energy. At the point in the middle of the back, you center the energy coming from the renal glands, located above the kidneys. In the Taoist tradition, these are considered pumps which act as a vacuum, forcing the energy upwards.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. The mystery of inner sight in a spontaneous erotic game. If a man has intercourse without ejaculating, then his vital essence increases, his body becomes more harmonious, his sight and hearing become subtle and refined. Though such a person has restrained his passions, his love for the woman increases greatly. It is as if he cannot get enough of her. According to Yufeng P. Cha, from ancient times, the eyes have been considered as a mirror for the soul. They provide valuable information about the physical and psychic state of a person. That is why doctors pay so much attention to the condition of the eyes, especially when giving a diagnosis. Tantric masters used to examine the eyes of their disciples in order to perceive their hidden tendencies and desires. When we meet a person for the first time, we unconsciously record many exterior impressions. It is that look in the eye that gives us the so-called first impression. At other times, an almost imperceptible glance may create an ultimate but very important impression. Tantra considers the expression of the eyes as absolutely significant and important, and tantric masters have issued a number of ways and categories of looking. Tantric learning classifies these ways of looking in four main categories, according to the position of the eyes and patterns of breathing. When you roll your eyes will look up to the forehead while breathing out. The so-called conqueror look implies that the eyes are turned to the left while you breathe in. In the begging look, the eyes are oriented to the right and a little up while you hold your breath. The tough look, or the rigid look, is when the eyes look to the tip of your nose, whilst the breath is relaxed. These techniques are well known to the tantrics and have been used for a long time. In the Occident, these techniques are only familiar to professional hypnotists, magicians, certain salespersons and imposters, because in order to use them efficiently, one has to know certain specific rules. Luckily, these techniques have been kept secret so far. The eyes have a nerve structure similar to that of the brain. These nerves act almost like a computer and can predict motions before they take place. The eyeballs never rest. During dreaming, they move very fast. It looks like there is a direct connection between these motions and fantasy. It is easy to judge if a person is listening carefully to what he is told by looking at his look. In the same way, you can detect a lie or hesitation by studying the movements of a person's eyes. In the Garanda Samhita, there is a simple technique which enables us to gain a conscious control of our eyes. It is known as Trataka, or the staring glance, and it is described as follows. Stare at an object, a candle for example, placed in front of you and do not blink. Empty your mind of all thoughts, and keep on fixing your gaze upon the chosen object until tears start coming down your cheeks. Any eye disease will disappear through this method, and you may even become clairvoyant. In the Oriental tradition, the look at the tip of the nose is a famous meditation technique. It also helps to rest and relax both the eyes and the mind. During this exercise, you should focus your attention on your breath and notice your periods of inhalation, retention, and exhalation. A clairvoyant may perceive the different steps and distinct elements of the breathing exercise due to the color and shape of the breath. When the body is balanced and the mind relaxed, you'll get an inner vision that transcends the normal limits of time and space. Feelings are easy to identify and to recognize in a look, especially anger, joy, happiness, humor, or sensuality. The reflection of the feelings in the eyes is due to a subtle energetic channel that connects the eyes with Manipura Chakra, the center of force situated in the navel area. Thus, any feeling can be evoked by using techniques of breathing and visualization. Feelings unconsciously appear and change all the time. The retention of the breath gives birth to a subtle force that moves from the navel chakra to the eyes. When this force is implicitly connected to a certain visualization, then the eyes really express that feeling. If, for example, you want to enhance erotic feelings, first stimulate the inner fire by doing a number of breathing exercises. Concentrate on the breath retention and then channel your energy upwards. Next, imagine a certain erotic scene and try to visualize all the details as clearly as possible. Soon, you will see that you are deeply involved in that vision. By balancing breathing and emotions, you will be capable of consciously directing erotic energy outside through your eyes. But this force should be used very carefully. Therefore, try to enrich it with a deep and compassionate feeling of love. To do this, visualize another subtle energetic channel that connects Anahata Chakra with the eyes. Thus, channeling compassion to the outside and combining it with the force that pushes out from Manipura Chakra. The right side of the brain is directly connected with the left eye, and the left side with the right eye. Headaches are usually caused by nervous exhaustion at work. They can easily be cast away by applying a light pressure above the eyeballs, at the base of the nose. For the sinuses and migraines, massaging the area right under the eyes can relieve them. The eyes will also benefit from a scalp massage, the use of cold water, fresh air, and reversed poses in Hatha Yoga, such as Sarvangasana and Shirsasana, which increases the flow of blood to the brain. Oriental teachings underline the importance of taking care of the eyes. Heat is considered to be the main enemy of the eyes. It is recommended that you cover them with a wet, cold piece of cloth when taking steam baths or hot showers. The oldest eye balm is known as kohl, used by both men and women in the Orient. Nowadays, there is a multitude of such balms on the market. Generally, they are nothing but simple products made of dark-colored substances and a base. Their benefic effect is minimal, and some of them are even dangerous to the eyes. True kohl is obtained by burning herbs with benefic and refreshing effects, certain oils or compounds, and collecting soot on a cold surface like, for example, the exterior side of a pot filled with cold water. The best balms are made from camphor mixed with different herbs and then burned. When it is well prepared, the balm refreshes the eyes and gives a sensual brightness to your look. According to Tantric and Taoist teachings, the eyes have a function that is directly connected to the control of the mind. For example, in order to avoid early ejaculation, it is recommended to look all the way around several times. The texts say that this ensures the control over the mind and effective control in the area of the navel, which enhances the inner fire. It also stabilizes the need of energetic discharge through ejaculation. Another tantric technique consists of looking up when the breathing is stopped. This will distract the mind from the action of the senses and will prevent involuntary orgasm. The eroic act performed with sexual continence is very benefic for the eyes, bringing strength and brightness to them. When worldly passions appear, the wife is not able to look her husband in the eyes anymore, according to Ananga Ranga. Dissolve your entire body in your inner vision so that you can always see clearly. Rumi.
Let us perform a meditation on the theme of the beneficial state of amorous trance. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: the beneficial state of amorous trance. Let us begin. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.